Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to tonight's episode. My co-host Andy is on holiday, so what I'll do is I'll play two of his poems that he's just written, and he's done a recording of it, so I'll play that in a moment. I've just wanted to talk about my ebook collaboration. Looks like I've still got that slight hay fever. So I want to talk about this book collaboration that I did. And it's to do with a combination of things that I've done in the past. So that's poetry, recipes that I know that I use, and also my photography as well. And it's a combination using my computer technological skills. And it just came about because one day a childhood friend and I, we went for a coffee with an artist friend, and I said, let's do an ebook. And that's how it started about a year and a half ago. And I've been thinking of putting in recipes that I like and that I always use. And those recipes are a basis of what I cook, and it's usually very simple and doesn't take that long either. Now I'm just going to play the first recording that Andy ended, and it's very good, I must admit. So I'm going to play it now.
Unexpected change weapon. That's blowing in the breeze. Gate behind us was abandoned on. As final vermin came, after we passed through it, betting us to come back to try and shut it again. Digging away in the air to another world we had just left behind, quivering on the other side of the river between now and then, breasting the horizons with a sudden change in weather. Lapping an autopilot all the way to the next field, our feet covered in ice, laced in leaves, legs in ash-coloured shadows, in stride, running back, a soft trot in our car, dissecting emotions left out for eulogy through another field, then another, implanting silent notes of music over your car window like magic, as the snow signals the end of autumn, all the way on.
That was a really, really good reading of poetry. It reminds me of those poets and ears. He's a performing poet on the poetry scene. And it reminds me of someone actually on stage reading out a poem that's like an award-winning one. And that's how I see Andy. He's a very, very good poet, very talented, and his songwriting is really good as well. So if you get a chance, do listen to the songs that he writes. And I think it would be on his website, which may be bank or bandcamp.co.uk. But I think if you follow the link on my blog, and he actually recorded last week's episode, you may be able to see the other works that he does on his website, and also check out his songwriting songs as well. Now, he also sent me another recording, and it's I think it's called Hillside.
Over the hillside, rustling in the wind, the nearer we got to the other side of the hillside, your scrawled message of goodbye played deep in both of our consciousnesses, the longer you stopped at the barbed wire fence that led to the cliff towards the sea, watching a gold tooth fly out into the early hazy morning sun. Where they'd come from, neither of us were sure. whether from cave, further, can out of our heads, headed towards cloaks, or perhaps been sitting on one of the caps on the edge, back on a loose bound of wall. Distant or intended words as crude ashes into a new meaning as far as answer towards both of the brothers and sisters. We would have got nothing to do with them, and everybody found out that it's a man. Leaving you with no choice. No choice in the early morning light, right up to when the goals flew straight up, after you scattered his ashes.
Another brilliant performance poetry there. And, you know, I think he's got the actual real gist of knowing how to. Sorry, I've still got this hay fever stroke. It's like a cold.
Rustling in the wind, the nearer we got to the other side of the hillside, your scrawled message of goodbye played deep.
I didn't stop the recording, so it went back to the beginning and started again. I just quickly got my literaryspot.com poetry booklet that I did in 2007. To 2009, and I've been uploading the poetry to my blog, but I've just been so busy doing so many events over the past month or so that I haven't had a chance to upload any of the poetry there. So I'm going to read one out, and it's called Buckets in My Dreams by Gregory Collins from the USA. Don't look back. Something might be gaining on you. Satchel Paige. I played catch in my backyard with Robert Frost last night, discussing poetry and topics ranging from psychology to human rights, from the flute holes in thunder to the heart's flag at sunset, beside a cup full of cricket songs, reading at least a dozen foreign newspapers together because of my expressed love of alcohol. And the night drank from my eyes as the stars ripped my reflection from the mirror. They want to be there like buckets of laughter poured onto a fire made of words. And some of his strange requests, Robert Frost, beneath the moon, with a struggle of this poor poet, my dreams needing a saviour, like the rug below an army of grinning graves. The clouds a living room for the dead, as the rain in the windows of my soul are like buckets of water in old books made out of leaves of gold. A breeze perhaps just out of my memory's reach, because whoever can rip this poem in half and not even flinch, knows the angels are like the last stick of gum. That's also a nice poem. Now, I got that poem in about 2007, and it still sounds fresh to me today, in September 2019. So it just goes to show that poetry is timeless, and you can read a poem by Blake and Wordsworth, who lived in the 18th century. And, you know, the poetry still sounds really fresh and modern. I'm going to read out another poem, and it's by Max Reeve. He wrote that, or he wrote quite a few poems on poemhunter.com, and it's under the name Max -REIF. Until the sacred is restored, until the world is born anew from the silent centre, every time I open these eyes, until the noise is all filtered out, Until we walk and move tall again like gods, and the living spirit throbs in every cell, until every word we speak partakes innocently of the word that began everything, until even in mundane life the tongue is only a medium for a heart to speak with a heart, and the eyes are clean with a sun of seeing. Until then, I'm only in amnesiac trying to remember. Until then, my entire being is merely a muscle of striving, for I will never be able to understand or accept the fallen world. That's another good poem. And I did some rock, but I think I only did one. I do one like throughout the booklets, and my voice is still a little bit just a bit rusty because of the hay fever, and it's now autumn, but I've still got the hay fever, the remnants of it. So this is my one, and it's called Bread, White or Bran. Bran, whole wheat, brown, white, medium, toasted, grilled, just sunflower delish, with rhubarb, screaming for custard. But bread is not the place, nor the time it takes to make custard, forever waiting and making the simpering just so. Maple syrup, the add-on, and saves more than time, sweet and sweeter tooth, slurps in no time. I've only now awoken to life. And that was my poem in the November 2007 issue of my literary and poetry booklet. I will still be scanning and uploading some of these poems and continuing to do that on my blog, but that's when I've got the time to do that, because, you know, I'm doing quite a few events and they've just taken over my time at the moment. And also this ebook, and trying to upload it to Amazon is really difficult. So that's what I've been trying to do. I've just heard from the studio voice that I've got 90 seconds. So again, it's good night for me, and you will be hearing from Andy N in the studio next week, around about this time. So I'll say good night, and I hope you have a nice week. And keep tuning in. Thank you. Good night.